to, we're going to flow a bit more just now. I'm just want to go as the Holy Spirit leads. And there's two things that God is going to do tonight. So I want us to be patient, and I want us to really just focus upon Him. Can everybody say with you the love of God? I want to get this because I know this is what God wants to come in and come and do. And then after that, God is going to do something else, and it's going to bring great breakthrough. I believe in your finances. We've already received testimonies from people who have given last week. And, so God is going to do things. Just say with me, say, my heart is open. Okay, now I can see everybody. That's good. That's good. It's glad to be here. And I just want to get into a place of preaching, but I just want to get started. Are you guys glad to be here in the house of God? And say with me, Logos. Say with me, Rhema. Say with me, okay, just those two. Logos, say it again. Say Logos. Say Rhema. Those two words the church knows, but there's a third word that comes in that is called Shalak, which means that the Logos word is this Bible that I'm holding up here. It's the written word of God. Are you guys with me? It is the written word of God. It is the spoken, even if I can say, the spoken word of God. No. It is the written word of God. Rhema is the spoken word of God. It is when this word comes alive. It jumps out. But then there's another word called Shalak. That is the sent word of God, the speaking word of God. Psalm chapter number 107, verse number 20, I believe it says, the Bible says that God says, I have sent my word to them to heal them. Say it with me, say, I have sent. The evening crowd has used it a little bit more livelier than this, so I need you to be a little bit more livelier, okay? But don't worry, we're building up it, as a crescendo, it is going to be peaking. But when it's peaking, I need you to grab everything that God has for you. I really need you to grab everything God has for you. I'm just withholding, just talking right now. Say with me, Shalak. Say with me, God's sent word. Logos is God's written word. Rhema is God's spoken word. Shalak is God's speaking word, which He is speaking right now, which He is sending to you. It precedes Rhema, if I can say it like that. Are you guys with me? That is when you might not know this Bible so well. As a result, you cannot really know revelation. And God comes through a prophet or a minister or a man of God or through a dream or through an angel, and He sends His word to you. He says, you will be this. You shall be this. This will happen. It is a sent word. When that word is sent, nothing shall stop it. Come on, are you guys with me? I'm going to explain to you just now how it works, how even you and I can take that and can speak a certain word and can send. That word send means to pierce with a spear, which means that it'll accomplish that which it is sent to do. Are you guys with me? I'm just trying to figure out where is the best way to go. I first want to do this. I want to feel where the Holy Spirit wants to go. Can everybody just close their eyes? Say, Holy Spirit. Say, Heavenly Father, reveal to me your love. Reveal to me your supernatural love. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now we will scream and preach and run and jump. But let me first do this. This is something that God has spoken to me this morning about. I don't know why. But as we preached about sonship and fatherhood and so on, I realize that many people can't relate because their fathers has been abusive. Or their fathers, I was ministering to one guy. It was about 2 years, 3 years ago, I think it was. Really, I mean, the guy was living in Johannesburg. His business was to steal cars, remove the engine number and to sell them. He had a whole business of it. He made a lot of money. He made about $400,000 a month or something like that. The guy's unsaved. He was a street fighter, never knew his father, hated his father with everything inside of him. And I preached the message that I'm going to just gently throw out just for 10 minutes tonight. I threw those things out, and this was in Umhlanga somewhere. He came down. I don't know why, how he got there. And then when he... I did a call for rejection, and I just prayed for people. You see, when fathers are not present, the spirit of rejection comes into a person's life. The spirit of an orphan comes in, which causes them to be unable to focus upon God. They cannot hear Him, they cannot see Him, and they cannot receive and experience His love. But I pray that tonight, that it doesn't matter what has happened in your life. I don't care who has abused you, who has beaten you up, or who has abandoned you, that the love of God will pierce every heart in this place. Listen, when the adoption of the Spirit of God begins to take place in our lives, fear is abolished, rejection is abolished, bondage is abolished. Many people in this place battle with bondage, battle with rejection, battle with fear, because they haven't been adopted by the Spirit of God. They have not received a revelation. Say with you, revelation. They have not received a revelation of the Father heart of God. I'm going to say it again. They don't. God can only be perceived by revelation. I must open up my heart. Listen, trust Him with your heart tonight. Are you guys with me? There are many people, listen, there's about 80% here who was hurt by their father sitting in this place tonight. Some are hiding it up. Some have never spoken about it. And before I can get to the next step, I need to deal with this, because I believe that God is going to encounter, and God is going to do something with you. How many times have I been in place in encounters with God? And I would be alone with Him, or be it in a service where the glory of God would be all over. And then all of a sudden, His love would come into my heart. And it's like, I cannot do anything but to break open and begin to cry. I cannot do anything. And as I break open and I begin to weep, it feels strange. Because as white people, we don't show emotions. It feels strange, but as I open up and as I cry, the more I would do it, the more He would fill me with His presence. And the more I would cry, I would forgive this one, I would forgive that one. I would release this one for abusing me, or release this one from hurting me, or release this one, and I would receive the love of the Father. And I would feel His love embracing me. That is what we call the adoption of the Spirit of God. When that takes place, identity comes into your life. Say with me, identity. What I believe God is going to come in as a wave tonight. When He is coming in tonight with that wave, you will sense it, you will feel it, you will perceive it. Open up your heart. You might not have wanted to open up your heart to other people or other men or other women or family members or whoever. Listen, God will not hurt you. He will not. He causes our hearts to be broken. There's a difference between a wounded heart and a broken heart. Don't mix the two. Many people are sitting here with a wounded heart and they think, oh, I'm broken. No. You're wounded. A wounded heart cannot receive God. A broken heart, the Bible says that God is close to the brokenhearted. He is near to the brokenhearted. When a person has the ability to stand in the presence of God and tears are flowing down their faces, or they're on their knees, or they're on their floor, on the face of the floor, or they're standing up with their hands raised and tears are running down their faces and they get broken before Him, it tells me that God is close to that person. Others might see it as weakness. I see it as strength. Come on, are you guys with me? So God is here to heal the wounded hearted. Those who have been wounded, God will not wound your heart. He will break your heart. A broken heart is the most beautiful heart in the presence of God. A broken heart, a broken Christian is a healthy Christian. A broken spirit is a healthy spirit. A broken heart is a healthy heart. Somebody that is broken, somebody that can say, I'm feeling the presence come in now. Just this morning, I think it was 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock, I was sitting in my office and I just feel the presence of God coming in, but it's thick and it's hard and it presses me down. It comes right at my heart. So it was not last night, it was the night before last night. And it comes right at my heart. And it's the love of God. And I can right there at that moment, because I'm sensitive, we spoke about sensitivity, I can now receive it and it gets more and more. That, listen here, you have a heavenly Father that will never abuse you, that will never hurt you. If your earthly father, if you ask of him if you ask of him a bread, he will not give you a stone. How much more your heavenly Father will not hurt you? So don't let one incident or many incidents or things where earthly fathers have hurt us, abused us, abandoned us, rejected us, stop us from having an encounter with the love of our heavenly Father. There's somebody that God has spoken to me this afternoon about a very sensitive situation. I'm going to pray for you just now, and I'll talk to you about it, not over the mic. Say with me, wait. Go with me to the scripture. Go to Romans chapter number 8, verse number 14. Romans 8, verse 14. Say with me, the love of the Father. You see, when you have this encounter with the love of God, where you understand that He is your Father, and your heart opens, instantly your identity is changed. Instantly you walk out of that place and you feel like a different. I'm not speaking about salvation. I'm speaking of having an encounter with the love of God, having an encounter with our Heavenly Father. You walk out of that place having an identity. I shared this morning how fathers in the spirit and natural causes identity to come into their children. Where there is no fathers, there is no identity. Are you guys with me? And that people always trying to fill that void with something else. Whether it be drugs, whether it be friends, whether it be social, whether it be this, whether it be alcohol, whether it be smoking, whether it be crime, whatever it be, they try to fill that. But there's only one thing, it's the love of our Heavenly Father. Jesus said these words, this is how you pray. Hallowed, He says, this is how you pray. It's our Father who art in heaven. Say with me, our Father. He didn't say my Father. He said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Come on, you guys with me. Say with me, our Father. He didn't say my Father, which means that there is a Father in heaven that is your Father and my Father. We carry His DNA, we carry His blood, but He wants to have an encounter with you. He wants to love you. He wants to hold you. Doesn't matter what hurt has taken place. Listen, when the presence of God becomes tangible in this place, even as it is only right now, when it comes into this place tonight, you're going to feel it. Within 10, 15 minutes, you're going to feel the tangibility of the presence. It's going to pierce you. When it's going to come into this place, at that moment, open your heart. At that moment, begin to say, God, right now, I receive the love of the Father. I forgive every person. I forgive my earthly father. I forgive this one that has hurt me. And you receive the love of God. It is there where you will start crying. It is at that moment when you're at that place and you've opened up your heart where His presence comes upon you. Are you guys with me? There are people who are 60 years old and they still haven't done it. It's long enough now. Let's do it now. Are you guys with me? I am very sure of myself. I have a lot of identity because I encounter and I meet my Father most nights in the secret place. And He gives me identity. If He calls me son, I don't care who says what. I am a son of God. Jesus said, our Father. Harushka Drichkin. Father, may the love of God fill this place. You see, we have love with suspicion instead with innocence. I'm going to say it again. The church has loved with suspicion instead of with innocence. Many churches would love with suspicion. It's like, just be careful of this one. It's suspicion, always suspecting somebody. Our love has grown cold. The Bible says in the last days, our love will grow wax, will wax cold, will grow cold. Our love will grow cold, which means that Christians can no longer hug somebody and just cry. biggest breakthrough I've had in ministry many times is when I would hug somebody, whether it be a drug addict. My team have seen, we've got some photos or so. I'll take a drug addict and I'll just hug them and love them. And the power of God will hit them and they'll start crying and weeping. And then they get delivered or something will happen. But they'll encounter an aspect of the love of God in that place. Are you guys with me? The church has love with suspicion and not innocence. Our love has grown cold and it has become religion. We have preached a 419 gospel. If you know 419, those emails where they tell you, do this and this, and then they hook you, and then you're in it, or pay this amount and you'll get this much money back. It's a scam. And then, you know, once you do that, then they hook you. Then you must pay more and you must pay more. And then nothing comes back. Basically a scam. And we've preached a 419 gospel where we go out there and we say to everybody, listen here, God accepts you the way you are. And then they come into church. Listen here, you need to change. You can't do this, you can't do that. You can't, but you just said God accepts me the way I am when I was outside. There's something that we have missed. You guys don't like this. Do you want me to say your sins? And do you want me to say that this one isn't pornography? Or do you want me to do that? Huh? Looks like you don't want love. Our love has grown cold. The Bible says, he who does not love his brother, he who hates his brother, which means that who does not love his brother, does not have the love of God in him. Another translation is, eternity is not in him. When last have we broken down before God? When last have we hugged somebody and just cried or wept and said, I love you because you are my brother or you're my sister. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. You see, Christianity has missed it somewhere. We have made this thing a coming to church and that's about it. But where's the love? When somebody's in a church and somebody is broken or can't do something, or they have messed up or they've fallen into a sin, the Bible doesn't say put them out of the church. No. It says you who are spiritual, help your brother and lift him up before you fall into the same temptation. You who are spiritual, come on, are you guys with me? Where has the love gone? Because our hearts have grown cold and we've played the game of religion and tradition, and we go back tomorrow and the same day, same day, same day. How about you getting into your room tomorrow night and you just be silent and something changes in the atmosphere and you say, Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, I just want to hug you right now. Heavenly Father. Or you sit in your room. I can do this. I'll just sit in my room and I'll say, Holy Spirit, I love you so much. I can raise my hands and the atmosphere will change. Zandushka drechke. Larushka andrechke drepe. Holy Spirit. You see, a preacher that cannot stand in front of people and just surrender is not a preacher. I was at a church. Oh, we were preaching at a church. I was so, this was bad. My Jesus. We've had some experiences. And don't worry, we're going to preach just now. They'll be fun. Trust me. It'll be power just now. Okay? Yeah. Listen, we were at this one church and they ran out of things to preach. So they decided they're going to preach on some movies. And they're going to take, next week they're going to preach on Shrek. And then the week after that, it was something like a new movie that was coming out. I can't remember. I think it was Independence Day 2 or something like that. And then the week after, then they would show clips of the movie. Listen, I'm speaking about a church. that when I stood on the pulpit and wanted to just raise my hands and surrender to Him, they would get upset. Where is the love of God, the intimacy, the realness? You cannot fake the anointing. Are you guys with me? We can hype and hype it and hype it and hype it in this church, but at the end of the day, the oil is going to speak. The oil that is going to fall in this place, and it has not started even tonight, because I need to get our hearts shifted. And when that oil falls tonight, it's going to fall in the realm of having an encounter with the love of God. Prepare your heart already. And then secondly, there's going to be financial deliverance. And there's going to be, and God is going to do some things and miracles. But listen, oil is going to fall in this place. Be sensitive to Him. Be sensitive to Him. Forgive, forgive, forgive. Just encounter Him. I love God. Man, I love God. I said this morning, God speaks to us. If we live 40 years, He speaks to us 20 years nonstop. Once, even twice, every night in a dream. Job chapter number 33 says, which means that God speaks to us 20 years in a 40-year lifespan nonstop. We have just not taken time to listen. We wake up and we forget our dreams. Yeah? Okay. Romans 8 verse 14. Is it on the screen? For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these, say with me, are the sons of God. Say the sons of God. Okay, next verse. Next verse. For you did not receive, say with me this, say, for I did not receive the spirit of bondage. Say it again. Say the spirit of bondage. Again to fear. Say with me, to fear. But I have received the spirit of adoption, by whom I cry out. Say it again. By whom I cry out. Abba, Father. I need you to say it again. Say, Abba, Father. The word Abba, Father simply means Father, Father. That's what it means. It means a cry that is coming from our innermost being. And we have not received the spirit of bondage and fear to be in bondage again, to be enslaved again, but we have received the spirit of adoption. Say with me, adoption. Which means that every orphan spirit tonight, every person that feels they have been abandoned, every person that feels they have been rejected, when I encounter the love of the Father, when I encounter the heart of the Father, the power of rejection is instantly destroyed. That young man that I was ministering to, that I said to you, was the street fighter, drug dealer, all this stuff. I was laying hands on everybody in the church. I came past him. I just laid hands and it was a lightning bolt that hit him. And I saw him crying, and that was about it. 3 months later, he came to me. He said, Leon, I'm enrolled into Bible college. I stopped everything. He said, when you laid hands on me, I encountered the love of a Father that I've never had in my life. That I've never had in my life. He was raised by his uncle, taught how to be into street fighting, taught how to do illegal business. Never seen his father. But he had a revelation of the Heavenly Father. Now he's saved and he's serving God. One touch, one moment when somebody opened up their heart. He might have been the only person in that church. I don't know. I just laid hands on 500. But I know that 3 months, I haven't seen him. He just came to me full of light and said, Leon, there's fire all over me. When you laid hands, I encountered the love of the Father. Are you guys with me? Listen, when we encounter the love of God, the spirit of bondage will be broken. The spirit of rejection will be broken. The spirit of the spirit of an orphan will be broken, because we will be adopted. Say with me, adopted. Say with me, no more rejection. I'm just looking for scripture. Go with me to Luke chapter number 15, verse number 11. I want to pray for you, and then we'll get into something else. And what I'm going to pray for you now is, I'm not going to ask everybody to come forward. I really want you just to be wherever you are at and encounter Him. I believe that the glory of God is going to come down in this place. Luke chapter number 15, verse number 11. It says, then He said, a certain man, Jesus said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. So he divided to them his livelihood. Next verse. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. Next verse. But when he had spent all there, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Next verse. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him to his fields to feed swine. This kid, this young man, left his father's inheritance, went to work in a place, spent all his inheritance, lost everything, but he knew that it was better in his father's house. Listen, and he said, and he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pots, with the food that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. Can everybody say with me, no one gave him anything? Next verse. But when he came to himself, he was not himself before that. He said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? Next verse. I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father, but when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and earth and in your sight, and am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, bring out the best robe and put it on him. Say with me, best robe. Put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet. Just stop there. Say with me, best robe. Here you have a son who went and messed up everything out there. And he's and in our day and culture, we kind of like waiting for us to be perfect before we're going to come back. We want to kind of like say, listen, God, I've messed up. But yet we see how the prodigal, how the father ran to the prodigal son, hugged him, and he took the best robe. The robe speaks of authority. Which means that, he took out his best robe. The robe speaks of righteousness. Which means that instantly and immediately he put his robe of righteousness around him. Which speaks that of every sin that was committed is instantly set free from. Come on, are you guys with me? And he took the best robe. Please take a note, he did not give the best robe to the son who stayed. He took the best robe and gave it to the son who left, but came back. Because those who have been forgiven much loves much. I'm going to say it again. Those who have forgiven much, those who have been forgiven of much sin, when they come back to God, they love God much. You'll have some people walking into church. I've seen this, I've seen that. But dear God, let somebody come in, a prostitute or a murderer or this or that or drugs, or and they just know that they're missed. They'll love God so much, their love look more than the other person's love. And that's Jesus' own words. Come on, are you guys with me? Put a best robe on him, which means that God will make you instantly righteous. Put a ring on his hand, which speaks of a seal of authority. Which means that immediately I'm making this son, I'm giving him authority to be in a position in the house. He just came back. God will give you authority. Are you guys with me? And he gave him sandals on his feet, which means that he gave him a new way of life. He gave him a new way to walk, a new way of everything. Can everybody just raise your hands? Just close your eyes for me. I want you just to close your eyes for me, just gently. And I want you to focus upon him. As you do this, listen. The Bible says that he has not given us the spirit of bondage again to fear. Bondage again to fear. There are people sitting here with bondages. There are people sitting here with a spirit of fear. That gets broken when we encounter the love of God. But you have received the spirit of adoption, which means that the orphan rejection, the spirit of rejection, is dealt with. And tonight I decree and declare that it will be dealt with. But he says, by whom? Say with me, by whom? We cry out, Abba, Father. Say with me, Abba, Father. Say it again. Say, Abba, Father. I want you to focus upon him. For some, this is difficult. if it is difficult, it's a sign that something is not right. Let's surrender right now to Him. If there's for some that this is difficult, it is a sign that something is not right. As we surrender to Him now, and as we break now, that is when God comes in. He wants our hearts to be shifted. Many come for prophecy, many come for these things. But let's make this alignment right first. His glory is going to come and fill this place just now. I might not be able to lay hands now on everybody. We're going to minister to everybody just now after this. Because I need to share something with you and release a decree and shalak something to you. But right now I want us to focus upon Him. May His presence increase upon this place. I don't care if you're sitting here and you're homosexual or a lesbian or a drug addict. I don't care what you have done. There's one thing that supersedes everything. It's the love of God. One encounter with the love of God can change our whole lives. I have messed up so many times. I had to be taken out so many times that if it was not for His love or His grace, I would not be standing here. I've done so many bad things even when I was young that I cannot even believe that God would even consider looking at me, because my sins have placed Him on that cross. And the Bible says that He became sin for me, and He took my place. Rosandoshkata ach krosh.